I'm going to invite some of the deacons to come and prepare to serve you communion, bread, and juice. This is an opportunity to remember what it's all about. All the prophecies, all the history, everything was pointing us, and we'll see this in the rest of Daniel chapter 11, is pointing us to Jesus. It's pointing us to the One. All of history. And God wrote the story. You think the prophecies in Daniel are amazing about kings and empires. God said, I'm going to send you my Son. He's going to be born of a virgin. He's going to be born in the city of Bethlehem. There's going to be a king who rises up and kills many of the children of that town trying to get him, but he will escape to Egypt, and then I'm going to call him back out of Egypt. There's so hundreds, literally hundreds of prophecies from the Old Testament, hundreds of years before the event, that point us to the One in whom we must place our trust. Jesus of Nazareth, born of a virgin, born under the law, so that he could perfectly fulfill the law in our place, earn a righteousness we will never earn, and give that to us as a gift. Take our sins upon him, be made sin for us, punished in our place as a sacrificial lamb. Even the stories of the Old Testament point us to Jesus. Even the narratives, the sacrificial system, point us to the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So the question today is, where are you? Based on the evidence, are you coming up with theories? Or are you bowing the knee to Jesus and saying, Lord, I believe? Not blind faith in something with no evidence, but real, reliable faith, standing on the rock of God's word and saying, you have proved yourself trustworthy throughout history. You are pointing me to Jesus as the only way to be reconciled to God through the death of his Son. Together we bow the knee today and we celebrate the gift he's given us, broken bread and poured out juice, a representation of Jesus' body broken, his blood poured out to wash us clean, to make us new. Because that's what we deserve. We deserve death for our sins. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God through Jesus Christ, his Son, is eternal life. If you're a believer, you're welcome to participate, to remember, take bread and juice, and reflect on what Jesus did for you, who he is. Worship him. Once we've all been served, we'll take that together. Father, you are an amazing God who has so woven the threads of history together. To bring the Romans into power at the time you sent your Son, a people who perfected the art of crucifixion and scourging, to fulfill what you said centuries before, that he would be pierced for our transgression. And by his stripes, we would be healed. Jesus, thank you for willingly stepping down from your Father's side to become human, so that as a human, your human body could be scourged and beaten and broken and marred beyond recognition, nailed to a cross, suspended between heaven and earth, bearing the righteous wrath of your Father against all of my sin, because you had none of your own to pay for. Jesus, thank you for taking my place on that cross. Thank you for paying my price. Thank you that for the joy set before you, you endured the cross, despising its shame, and now you are seated at the right hand of your Father, now interceding for each one of us. You love us that much. Thank you. We remember what it costs. We remember how much you loved. Thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash away your sins. Drink.